Oh, the thing went on for an hour or so, and no attempt was made to stop them from dragging his body. I suppose they figured the man was dead, and the authorities thought it would simply inflame the situation and create a real riot or something, so they just let it die down. However, I was told the next day by a Negro man that worked for my father that he knew a man who was teaching out at Paul Quinn, a man that had moved here from either Ohio or Illinois, and that the next day this man resigned his teacher's job and moved his family away from Waco.